The Small Business Administration of Massachusetts has named Lennox Fitt the 2019 Woman-Owned Business of the Year. Owner Suzanne Merritt has been running the Fitness and Wellness Center for the past 4 years. The owner spoke with WAMC about how she's developed and expanded the business, the climate for small businesses in the county, and the unique hurdles women face.
I worked for Lennox Fitness Center and Spa in Lennox for many years, and then I bought it 4 years ago. I secured a loan through the Small Business Administration and Lee Bank, and I'm also a cancer survivor. I'm a person who gives back a lot to the community. I've transformed the business from, sort of a smaller mom-and-pop operation. I've brought in other modalities. I have a therapist. I have a nutritionist. Like I said, I have a physical therapy office at our place. We also have a karate studio and a Pilates studio that work with us as well. So we are making fitness more multidimensional so that people who are in their young teens all the way up to seniors can find something for them that works.
How would you describe the environment in the Berkshires for small business owners?
I think it's a really great climate for small business owners. I think that there's definitely a spot for people who want to invest, in whatever their business idea is and in their community. I think the Berkshires is really the great climate for that. We're not an area that does super well with chains, and I think that feel of community and connection is, I know, what really drives me. And I think, our small towns really love that and welcome that.
What kind of relationships in a place like the Berkshires make a small business thrive?
Well, I think, you've got a police officer, you've got your banker, you've got your lawyer, you've got your doctor, you've got the postman, all coming in and doing business with each other. The people I see at my bank also come to work out at my facility. So we're all really more connected and have a true sense of what community feels like because we're all helping to serve one another and we're helping each other to thrive here in the Berkshires.
You're being recognized as a small business owner and as a woman. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it's really a hats off thing on a lot of levels. I think that being a woman-owned business, there are not as many of us out there, and I think we have to sometimes work a little bit harder to get recognition, to really get something off the ground, to be taken as seriously, to get paid equally as our male counterparts. And I think it just shows, especially young women, that you really can, you can be your own boss, you can be in charge, you can be the driver of your destiny. And I think it's really just, it's really a hats off thing for women. I really, really do, especially in this environment.
Do you want to expand on that a little bit more? When you say this environment, what do you mean?
Well, I think in this day and age, it's really tough. I mean, we're all constantly competing in business. Like, I would not love it if, a big chain fitness place opened up down the street from me. I believe in the Berkshires, we're more about supporting people's small business efforts in the community. And you don't tend to see as many women taking those risks, and I think that's one of the real reasons we were recognized. We worked with a small bank. We worked with the Small Business Administration to get this project off the ground. And, they believed in me. They believed in my vision and supported me all along the way. And I think, obviously, we've been able to be very successful. I've grown the business a lot. And like I said, it's continuing to reach new heights.
What do you think that this distinction means for your business?
I think it just validates mine and my team's hard work. I'm not doing this by myself. I have a lot of people who work for me, who work with me, who are contractors of mine. We're all putting in that effort every day based on the business model that I created. And I think it's recognition for all of us who show up and try to do the best they can in this profession each and every day.
So with that in mind, what's next for you and your business?
We're continuing to grow. We just brought retail into our business. We're now an exclusive Lululemon distributor. We've added some more new equipment this year. We are at 6 personal trainers, hoping soon to be 7. We have a fantastic array of classes. I'm considering future physical expansion at our facility to accommodate our growth in the next 3 to 5 years. I see that coming. We have a whole lobby redo we're going to be finishing up at the end of March. We're trying to set ourselves above our competition and yet still remain super accessible to anybody who wants to walk into the door.